hope this conversation is really helpful and encouraging and inspiring to what we'll talk about and what we'll invite you into. If you haven't met my friend Ashley before, this is Ashley.
Hello.
Sin Regret.
Yes.
And Ashley, we're just going to have a conversation around, one, what God's done in your life and how he's moved in your life and your family, but also some of the ways he's unleashing you and others to make a difference, specifically in the lives of women. So I'm excited to have this conversation with you. We have some things to talk about, some things we plan on talking about, and some things that will emerge as we do it. And glad you are along for the ride, however you're
so
engaged
excited
in this conversation. But Ashley, just talk to me a little bit about, like, what was life growing up for Ashley up until this point? What's kind of your story been, and how has Jesus met you in your story?
Yeah. Wow. To put it all in just like a bubble.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah. Go for it.
So I was raised in church, in and out of church. Went to church with friends and knew of Jesus.
Yeah.
Just felt like, you know, I was kind of checking things off and knew some things. Had some fears about not being perfect enough for Jesus, or if I messed up, not, you know, just trying to navigate that. And I moved out to Arizona after I graduated high school.
So grew up where?
I grew up in Michigan.
Michigan.
Small town Michigan.
Yep.
And was ready to get out of a small town.
Sure.
Like, honestly, like, had the opportunity to move to Arizona, took it. As soon as I got it, I was like heading out there. Mm-hmm. So I lived with my aunt and uncle, moved out to Tucson, and experienced a lot of different things. I hadn't been in a city before, like a big city, lived in a big city, different cultures. I loved it.
Yeah. Hot,
and
heat.
Very
sun.
Hot.
Yeah.
So hot.
Yeah.
Like, winters were amazing.
Yeah.
Being a Michigan girl and then all of a sudden having these glorious winters where you're in flip flops and a hoodie.
Yeah.
You see the mountains. It's fantastic.
It.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved
yeah.
Mexican food.
Mm.
Getting
mm-hmm.
there. So.
Yep.
And really, like, didn't really know who I was.
Yeah.
I was a small town girl, moved to a new city, and just went for it.
Yeah.
Went for it, met a lot of new people, did join a church. Mm. I started attending church. And then kind of fast forward at 19, I got pregnant.
Mm.
I was going to college, community college, and was going to transfer to university, and then became pregnant with our daughter.
Mm.
So that just changed everything for me. And so I became a mom at 19. I mean, it was an interesting navigating. But honestly, I just felt very maternal at that time. I had a great best friend. Her mom was a fantastic person, and they just took me under their wing. I got married at 19 as well, and just assumed the life of being a mom and a wife. And started that journey. Continued to attend church, and just was still not. I was going to church. I was hearing church, but I just wasn't feeling that Jesus that I heard people talking about, or resonating with the messages, or connecting in that way. But still went to church. Brought our daughter to church, and did that. And then a couple years later, I had our son. And I was a stay-at-home mom. I was a stay-at-home mom for almost seven years, and then started working for a nonprofit. All during that time, I just felt really, I loved being a mom. I loved being a stay-at-home mom. I loved being with our kids, but I felt really lonely.
Yeah.
And I felt really lost.
Yeah.
Just not really knowing who I was. I assumed a lot of different identities. I was a good mom. I was a housekeeper. I was a wife. But I just didn't really know, like, who I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you said the thing about the church, I had this thought, you know, we know the Jesus we know. And that, if you think about, you know, you were doing the best of what you had at that point.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're just trying to take good steps in that, whatever that looked like. And like you said, in your different roles and different identities, trying to establish. Talk about, you know, obviously that and your, you know, plans changed maybe for life or education or your current trajectory. Fast forward years, talk about going from that place of, I was around Jesus, had some interaction there, some awareness, but like what was the shift, or what were the moments or a moment where you went from like being around Jesus, being around the church, to, oh, Jesus is actively moving and leading my life.
Yeah, fast forward.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Like, let's just fast forward. Pregnant at 19, divorced by 30.
Wow.
Before 30, it was time. I have my family that lives up in Michigan, and we chose to move back from Arizona back up to Michigan to have family support. And I just said at that time, like, if I'm going to start fresh and start this new life, I'm going to do it right. And I know that I need to. I just had this stirring inside of me that I wanted to get to know Jesus further. Mm. I was attending church here, and I started to get those nuggets, those little nudges, and I was leaning into them. Mm. And honestly, during that time, I decided to become a runner. I thought I would sign up for something big that I'd never signed up for in my life. I never really achieved a huge goal, in my opinion, so I was like, that's it. I'm going to run a half marathon. And I literally found this amazing relationship with Jesus when I would run.
Mm.
And just different people that I would encounter during that time throughout that year. And that's where I was like, I want this Jesus, this Jesus that I can talk to, this Jesus that can start helping me renounce these lies. And through that, I started, you know, we were attending a church. I met my husband, and we joined a small group. And there was something so incredibly scary about a small group, but also so freeing because we had these awesome people that were speaking life into us and that were helping us walk through forgiveness, helping us renounce lies that I was carrying.
Yeah.
All of this stuff that I thought God was only going to use me a little bit. It was still this dumb lie that would say God will only use me just a little bit, because I was pregnant at 19, divorced by 30. Like, that's messy. And our small group really helped me renounce those lies and say, no, God loves you. Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
And that's where I started just, like, go on fire for Jesus.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's so much there. Another conversation. Also, I like running. Trying to get back into it. We talked about this. Trying to get back. Was a little burnt out for a little bit. Trying to get back into it. But that I can totally agree with having conversations with the Lord and slowing down enough to think about things. So yeah, you and John get married. You know, eventually land at Journey. Share with me and those watching, listening, a little bit what God's been doing the last couple of years. So we'll fast forward again. Specifically around your interaction and influence in women, and both maybe leading or influencing women and being led and impacted by other women. Just maybe the last year, 18 months, what's that looked like for Ashley? In your life and Journey Women Beyond. What's kind of going on in that whole realm? Because that's a lot of what we want to talk about today.
2 years ago, we came to Journey, and I had just come from a women's retreat at my previous church. And so I said, okay, we're going to Journey, and I'm going to look for a women's ministry team. I want to be a part of it. I want to, like, go back to this retreat and this feeling I had connecting with other women and diving into Jesus together. And I was looking around, and I'm like, oh, there isn't really anything that's organized like that. And so I connected with another mom here at Journey. Her name's Danielle. And I said, hey, you've been really placed on my heart about putting together something for women's ministry. And she goes, you know, I just attended a women's event at another church last week, and I thought the same thing. This is great that we're having this conversation. So together, we created our first event, which would have been a year from now, a year ago. And the amount of women that showed up that were ready to be in community together, to talk about Jesus together and just be, was overwhelming, honestly. Awesome. There was so many women there. So,
and even along the way of executing that event, just people and resources and, hey, I want to help with this, like all that stuff.
Everybody was all in.
Yeah,
food, design, everything. Like, we want to be a part of this. And after that event, more things organically started to happen. Women, I think, saw that, hey, if they could put that event together, I can say, let's all get together in the summer and have a mommy play date. Or, hey, I want to start this small group where we can meet on Tuesdays and have coffee together and dive into a book together. So small groups are started to emerge, and women have started to gather because we're recognizing that women need community. Women need each other. And so we're really excited to see that it's still, there's so much stirring that sometimes I'm just like trying to grasp of like, God's got his hands so deep into this and it's developing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then event in the fall, similar thing, a lot of traction, a lot of momentum, a lot of significant moments that just a sense of, wow, God's in this and God's, like you said, putting the same thing on so many different people. Eventually you stop calling it coincidence and be like,
okay, no, that's God, God.
You're doing your thing here. talk about, you know, what that started to percolate of, how do we go from, maybe more one-off events or just random things on the calendar to, is there something more? Is there something more consistent to continue to influence, to build relationships, to disciple women at Journey and beyond?
Yeah, God is moving in this. And so we want a place where women can go, whether you belong to Journey or not, you can go to find a way to connect with other women. And so we started to just think, like, what can we do with that? And creating our page is really the first step.
Yeah.
And creating a space where people can go, where women can go to get resources, to get a word of encouragement, sign up for a newsletter, and really be the main hub to find different ways to get connected.
And so, that opportunity, groups, these events, kind of I pitched it under this banner of Zoe.
Yes.
This idea, this name, Zoe Women, which is really cool.
Really cool.
We didn't invent that word. That's actually a Greek word. John 10:10, which has been a hub verse for us for a lot of years of Journey. I've come up, they may have life and life to the full. A lot of times when we see that word life in the New Testament, it is this Greek word Zoe, which is like, you're reading the definition right, like a God life.
Yeah.
You know, we have our life with like skin and bones and breath and and air and all that good stuff, but God has his life by the Holy Spirit that he pours into our life and brings us to new life in him. So I love that theme.
Yeah,
I love thinking about that in the lives of women, stepping into that, stepping into that purpose. We talked earlier about some scriptures that come to mind, and all of scripture, I love how it complements itself and it speaks to it. What are some, when you think about women and maybe some stories you're hearing, then I'd love to hear a specific story after this, but what are some scriptures or maybe words of Jesus or passages throughout the scriptures that come to mind when you think about women at this, this time in history?
Yeah, I just think that it's just so hard to grasp just one, because as you go through the Bible and you're, you know, I think about when Jesus was pleading on our behalf before he goes into get crucified, when he knows that everything that's about to happen and he's going on our behalf and saying, God, just as I have been with them, send the Holy Spirit to be with them. And that to me like changes everything. It just changes everything. And then knowing that we can live this full life through Jesus and this relationship with Jesus, and knowing that we can have this joy that's unheard of that people can see pouring out of us, and living this full life where we just have this unexplained contentment.
Yeah.
And I think there's something that women are yearning for, is knowing who they are and who God calls them to be.
Yeah.
And there's just this like sense of, I just want this transformation. I know that the Lord and the Holy Spirit's moving through women, just really stirring that inside of women, seeking that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's a story in these last few months or maybe a few weeks that you've heard of that someone stepping into that Zoe life? Someone stepping into, even if it's in the early stages of fullness of life, only through Jesus. What's a story of a woman or a mom or someone that's on your radar that you want to share with me and with others who are listening and watching?
I was in having coffee with a
where
woman.
All good things start.
Everything happens great over
hot
coffee.
Hot bean water.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there talking, and she's sharing her story with me, and she's sharing how she just felt broken and lonely and like she wasn't worthy of God's full love. And as she started to share her story, I shared my story with her, just like I shared with everybody just a little bit ago, about God will use your mess.
Yeah.
If you enter into this relationship, God will use that
yeah.
for other people, for you. You will find healing in that. And as I shared this story with her, she's like, I knew I needed to contact you. Mm. I've been trying to reach out to you. You've been on my heart. And just you sharing that with me reminds me that I am worthy, reminds me that I am loved.
Yeah.
One of the other full stories, which I think is so tangible for women, I just was speaking to a woman about how she lives with this relationship with Jesus throughout the day. She goes, you know, as I'm folding my family's laundry, I'm praying over each of my children as I'm grabbing their articles of clothing. Wow. I'm like, it's like this tangible way of just living in a full life and just tangibly living in that way.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. More people living in that. Mm-hmm. In our homes, in our offices, in our places we do recreation and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's fun to think about and dream about. Mm-hmm. Where you found this video, there's a couple of ways we hope you'd be engaged. More so, Ashley and those who are leading alongside them. I am a man, not a woman. And but it's been fun to be able to give some resources and hopefully be helpful in this process.
Run our tech.
Yeah,
run tech for the events, yes.
Getting some of this stuff and just making it accessible to people in Journey, within Journey and outside of Journey. Mm-hmm. A couple of things we hope people would engage with. Yeah, we'd love to receive communication, email list, all that good stuff, to check the Zoe page regularly, see what's going on. Especially as we go into summer and some rhythms like that, where just different opportunities to get involved, groups alongside that, communication, all that good stuff. And then some resources, whether it's
absolutely
identity in Christ or reading plans, things like that, or stories or teachings,
yeah,
all to fuel this. We want people living in fullness of life. This is Zoe life of Jesus. And so would you have any parting encouragement for maybe a person or a group of people checking out this video, this conversation, a little nugget to leave them with? I just thought I'd pose that.
I just want to encourage you, if you're looking and you see events, just come. Just come, because we want you there. God wants to do some really cool things in your life. You are never too messy, too broken, and there is a community of women that want to just hang out with you. So come and check it out. Come back often, like Joel said, and just know that you are worthy and God loves you. Yeah. And I'm just so excited to partner with God and what He's got in store.
Yeah, and part of partnering with God is when He's moving, you just do your best to jump in and try to capitalize on that.
Yeah.
And try to participate as fully as we can. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we're not sure where all this thing will go. But know that he's moving in people and speaking, and His hand is in this and is on your life. And so, if you feel that tug, if you see those opportunities, just jump in. And there's a growing group of women who would love to engage with that. Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout for Ashley. Next time you see her, or if you see her on social media or anywhere, just get in
Say
touch
hi.
With her.
Yes.
And got lots of stories, and just so grateful for your leadership. Thanks. And your investment in Women at Journey and Beyond. Yep. Thanks so much for checking out this conversation, and we'll see you really soon.